Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, here we go. Good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now, as he does, and unfortunately we are without the blessings of the great Bob Keller, but we do have the equally as great Lee Williams from thegunwriter.substack.com and Second Amendment Foundation. How are you doing today, sir?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm just trying to cope. It's been a week of days. Anyway, so I know that you have been prolific because I'm on the email list. So tell me what's going on.
Well, this is I wrote a story that published today that's a little bit outside of my usual wheelhouse, but I was tipped to it by, let's just say, a producer at a television news magazine, and she sent it over, said, "You got to take a look at this." She sent over an introduction to a man who was already looking at it. His name is John Baeza, and he is a retired NYPD detective.
Right.
And now all he does is he's a police practices expert. So, John's got the kind of resume that you read. You want to take him down to the pond just to watch him walk across, okay?
Right.
NYPD, worked here a little bit in Florida as a deputy before he became the security director for Ron Paul's presidential campaign.
That must have been a busy time.
Yeah. So John's a great cop and a hell of a detective. Long story short, there was an 18-year-old girl living in Hernando County, Florida, Ariana Karchinski, and she was stabbed to death on Christmas Eve 2021. There was only one person. She was in her bedroom. Everybody had gone to bed for the night. Her boyfriend, Ramon Calderon Durst, was in the bedroom with her, which parents were in their bedroom. I guess everybody was cool with that. Her autopsy report shows that she was the victim of a homicide, not a suicide, and then her cause of death was listed as complications of a stab wound to the neck. Her throat was not slit. She was stabbed. And the medical examiner in Florida here said she was stabbed by others. One fatal cut right into her neck. She lingered for about a day before she was declared brain dead and her parents donated her organs. Well, the case wound up being investigated by Hernando County Sheriff's Detective Chris Kraft. And his first report that he wrote, I'm going to read you the synopsis, which is called Synopsis. For an unknown reason, Ramon Calderon Durst split Ariana Charchinsky's throat while in Ariana's bedroom and then took her into Edward and Judy Charchinsky's master bedroom, those are her parents, by her hair and stated to Edward and Judy, "I did this." At this time, the investigation is ongoing. Well, he was covered in blood. He had blood on his hands, shirt, pants, face, legs, covered in blood. Of course, they call 911. They get there. There's a little ruckus outside. One of the neighbors knocked this young man down because he took a threatening stance toward Ariana's father. They interviewed Ariana's 12-year-old sister, who confirmed that she saw Ramon carrying Ariana toward the master bedroom by her hair. Everybody was outside when the cops got there, so they did what cops tend to do. They put everybody in the back of police cars, okay?
Right.
In the back of these police cars is a video recording system, and that's great. That caught everything that this young man said, he invoked his right to remain silent. Okay. So all he gave police was name, date of birth, and address. They took him down to the sheriff's office, and he declined to comment down there. And then they let him go. They processed the scene. The detective sent the case over to the state attorney's office to review, you know, file charges. By then, she had died. And the state attorney who handled this, assistant state attorney, Peter Magrino, there in Hernando County, notified the parents via letter a while later that there would be no charges. And the key in that letter is, and I'm going to read this to you, although the medical examiner listed Arianna's death as a homicide,
right,
Florida courts have historically held that acts of negligence cannot be made criminal regardless of the loss of human life without mens rea. So they said they needed mens rea. To date, Mr. Durst, through his lawyer, has exercised the constitutional right not to provide a statement. Thus, there is insufficient evidence to sustain any criminal charges that relates to this matter. Now, mens rea. It has been described as evidence of a guilty mind. Like, oh my God, I shouldn't have done that. It's difficult to describe, but basically it's some admission that the guy did something wrong. Unfortunately, that video that was shot of this kid, it was 74 minutes long. It appears that nobody looked at that video and it was just turned into property. Because if you look at that video, like John Baeza did and like I did, you're going to see that, Bill, it's chock full of mens rea. And they declined to prosecute because they didn't have any mens rea. For example, some of the things that Mr. Durst said, well, not being asked, these are all spontaneous admissions. He's just sitting in the back of the police car, kind of riffing. And he said, I slipped on the bed. No one will have mercy on me. Do you know what federal prison I will go to? I know I don't deserve any mercy. I'm going to get raped in prison. Why did I do that? Something so brutal and violent. And on and on and on. There's about 20 examples of mens rea that you would get if you would have had time to watch that tape. And again, it's only 74 minutes. But instead, they just dismissed charges. Well, we got a copy of the entire case file. And I got to tell you, brother, I've never seen anything like it. Because the majority of the case file, I'm going to say two-thirds of the case file, are nothing more than screenshots of Facebook pages where the people in Hernando County are saying bad things about the sheriff's office and the state attorney's office for not charging anybody in this case. They were more concerned about what their critics were saying on Facebook than they were the evidence. So, of course, I call everybody their brother. Neither Hernando County Sheriff Al Nienhuis or the detective Kraft are willing to talk. The woman who rep, oh, by the way, this kid lawyered up like 2 days later. His defense attorney's not willing to talk. The assistant state attorney, Peter Magrino, who declined to file charges, didn't want to talk. And his boss, the state attorney, which is an elected position here in Florida, only said that he hadn't seen the tape and maybe his guy did. Meanwhile, mom and dad had been treated incredibly poorly, almost said a bad word, by the sheriff's office and by the state attorney's office for the last 2 years. The first time they ever heard from the detective, he asked how their daughter was doing, and she had died 2 days before he called. If you can imagine that. So what they are in, I know. And buddy, there's some stuff I couldn't print, nor could I say on the air. Arianna was very smart, very pretty young lady, wanted to be a funeral director and a coroner.
Wow.
Her parents are, of course, devastated. They haven't even begun to grieve really yet because whoever killed her is still out there running around. And her 12-year-old sister is got some serious things. Mom said yesterday that it's all hitting her now.
Hang on for me, if you will. Hang on for me.
You got it.
We're talking to investigative reporter Lee Williams. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with investigative reporter Lee Williams. Where are we going now, sir?
One thing I got to say is I asked John, because he reviews these type of police cases for a living, how this could happen. And he said, and I quote, From my experience, it tells me that investigators were apathetic or lazy and didn't treat the case as if it involved a member of their own family. And that's always the point. You know, you want to find a detective who's going to investigate it like it's a member of his own family. And that certainly didn't happen. Now, I will tell you, you might not be aware, folks outside of Florida, but Governor DeSantis has fired two state attorneys for not doing their job. If you look at this tape, you will see there exists mens rea. Thus, they should have enough probable cause. I mean, the only thing they're lacking is a signed confession. So we're not giving up. Why did I do this story rather than my usual gun stuff? Because nobody else did. Nobody else was. So that's why we did it, and we will keep you informed of developments.
Well, you know, I kind of think gun owners out there, this kind of thing would concern a gun owner. Because, you know, these attorneys, these district attorneys that don't prosecute and don't go do things, and then, you know, they really would like to turn Florida purple, wouldn't they? Or at least purple, if not blue all the way.
This is pretty blue conduct, I got to tell you. This kind of stuff doesn't usually happen down here.
Yeah.
You commit a murder, you usually end up paying for it.
Right.
But this kid's out running around, and you see on the video when he's in the interview room at the sheriff's office, they say, well, okay, you can go. And he's like, huh? Okay. It's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen, by far. Evidently, switching gears, though, there is some breaking news. Have you heard they introduced another, quote-unquote, this is banned semi-autos. A couple of congressmen have introduced it.
Is this the Angus King thing in the Senate?
Yeah. I mean, Tom Gresham got it first, I think, and tweeted it out. This bill would establish a list of prohibited firearms, okay, that there go our ARs. It would prevent what they call unlawful modifications of permissible firearms. I don't know what that means.
I don't think they do.
And it would mandate that any future gas-operated designs are approved before they're manufactured. And they would also pretty much ban unlawful firearm self-assembly, which means homemade firearms. So, I mean, think about it. We've only got a 4 or 5 seat majority in the House, but there's some Democrats in the Senate that if they back this, they could never go home. So, this could be close. Biden would sign it in a nanosecond.
Oh, absolutely would. I wonder how much support. See, you know, Cornyn got out there with his bipartisan Safer Communities Act when they did that unforced error and let that little piece of noxious junk go through. They came right back and wanted to try something else, and I don't remember what it was. And Cornyn said, nope, that's all the gun control you get. So I would hope, at the very least, the Texas senator would be a Texan for a minute and go, no, we're not doing this. Because if he gets out there and does that, then they never get the support and filibuster works and never gets past the Senate. I know a lot of that is hedging on big ifs, and I'm talking about Republicans, and I know exactly what I'm doing here, which is it's a horrible tightrope to walk, I swear to God.
It is. It is. I mean, God love the filibuster sometimes, but, you know, they couldn't even agree to impeach Mayorkas in the House.
Took them a while to be able to censure Rashida Tlaib. I mean, they couldn't get it right. In the House. Yeah, that was in the House. I don't know.
I don't feel comfortable like I used to. But, yeah, this is... I'm gonna put it out there. I doubt this thing will ever get signed by Biden. I doubt it'll ever get onto his desk.
Right.
But still, you have to keep your eye on it. And our Second Amendment demands constant vigilance.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really understand why, because they've been able to. I mean, we pretty much exist in a tyrannical state now. But I mean, we have not in the state. It's not in the United States as a whole. But I mean. Yeah, when you look at the blue states during COVID, That was tyrannical.
Oh, yeah. You can't go to church. You must close your restaurant. We're going to arrest this pastor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, you can't get more tyrannical than that.
And, I mean, if you, another tyrannical thing that I have noticed is, you know, Maryland just got rebuked with their their handgun qualification license. And they've said, nope, it's still in force, and we're going to keep on enforcing it. That's tyrannical. I mean, if they are now without rule of law in Maryland, as far as I'm concerned.
But it's okay when the Dems do it.
No, it's never okay. It's never okay. The thing is, the thing is, the only place they have the cojones to do it in is these blue states. That's the only place they have the cojones to go that way. So, I mean, is it impossible for me to imagine a dual standard United States where we have these little blue islands surrounded by a sea of red throughout the map? Is that hard to?
We already have 27 states that have some version of constitutional carry.
I know. And what is that? Who's going next?
I hope it's one of the Carolinas, Bill.
Well, it's still on the table here, but it's been on the table for a year. And I need to get one of those guys on the phone and just, I have the local entity that I can threaten them with.
Yeah.
So, as that goes, so do they. But, I would like to see that myself, but I mean, the plurality of the United States is permitless carry. Now, I don't know how that works on their national plans, but it's never been one of those things. I just sit back, and every time I have to depend on Republicans, I get really nervous.
Well, I don't think we're going to see in any near future a national reciprocity or some kind of national constitutional carry bill. But in the meantime, the more states we can add to it, the better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt about that. Let's tell everybody where you're at before we go into this next pause, if we may. Young Mr. Williams here. He, first of all, his writings appear at something called thegunwriter.substack.com, which is where all of his stuff began. This is where I became aware of him. You can sign up for the newsletter. You should. Every time he writes something new, you're going to get an email with the full article. It's a great thing. Breaking news, if you will. He also collaborates with Mark Walters of Armed American Radio for something called Armed American News, where he is the guy on he's the blogger, the one putting it out there. And Second Amendment Foundation, they have something called the Investigative Reporter Project. Well, he's the lone investigative reporter putting stuff out there. So, yes, there's quite a few outlets to find him. And when I'm lucky and he's not traveling, I catch him here. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. A federal appeals court Friday allowed lawsuits against Donald Trump over the U.S. Capitol riot to proceed. They rejected the former president's attempts to dismiss the cases. The court dismissed Trump's claims of presidential immunity. Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court, died Friday at the age of 93.
It's thrilling in a way to be the first to do something, the first woman to ever serve on the court.
O'Connor died in Phoenix due to complications arising from advanced dementia and respiratory illness. The Garisenda Tower in Bologna, Italy, a leaning structure standing for nearly 1,000 years, faces potential collapse. Following recent investigations, the city is implementing a civil protection plan to address the risk. A protective metal cordon will be installed to contain debris in case of collapse. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back. I slapped my chest because I'm losing my voice. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking with Lee Williams, the investigative reporter from all over the place. Where would you like to go now, sir?
I had an interesting conversation with Mike Shank over the holiday weekend. Unless you're really into racing, you might not know Mike Shank, but he is he's part of Meyer Shank Racing. They his team won in the Indianapolis 500 in 2021. I mean, he's won Le Mans, Rolex 24-hour races. He was a driver himself, but now he's co-owns the team. Fascinating guy, very interesting, incredible driver, incredibly good for racing. So I asked him a question. I said, "What makes a good race car driver? You know, is it physical ability? Is it strength? Is it eyesight? Is it some type of coordination that's better than others?" And he said, "No, it's the ability to take information that you see on your screens and in the road in front of you." And they have screens; they don't have gauges anymore. Everything's screens now.
Right.
It's your ability to take that information, process it incredibly quickly, and then act upon it. And I thought to myself, "Man, that's just like a good gunfighter." Isn't it?
Yeah. They got to have the same. I mean, on some of those cars, isn't everything on that they need to know on their steering wheel now?
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't been in one of his Indy cars, but I know they're going at, 230 to 250, depending where they are on the track.
Yeah.
So it's that ability to just take in information, process it quicker than anybody else, and then act upon it. And I think, you know, that what a great allegory for a gunfighter.
Yeah.
Somebody who is, and I think the only way, other than if you're Bob and you've been in 300, 400 gunfights, and you've got the experience. The only way people like you and I can get that is through constant training. That really hit me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's... It's probably...
I mean, that's deep.
Yeah. But, I mean, it holds true. I mean, it's the same with everything else. I mean, I did something today on the warrior mindset and how the warrior mindset, the real true warriors are actually both scholars and warriors. They have the skill set, and at the same time, they have the intelligence to go along with the skill set to be diagnostic, to be to make good decisions, to make good, fast decisions, and to be learned on the topic of whatever it is, whether you were Musashi, who was a sword fighter, or the Roman, you know, the Roman generals of the time, or nowadays the tactical commanders, it's very much going to come down to what you do with the information you process when you're looking at it. And in our case, with as gunfighters, it's going to be what we're taking in visually.
Right, right. And combined with muscle memory,
yeah,
combined with what you've done in the past, what has worked for you. But yeah, I would say 95% of it's visual.
Right.
But you also have the ability to switch on, because complacency kills, and I've seen that in law enforcement. You know, all people pause, people hesitate, people say to themselves, well, this can't be happening to me. And it's that ability to switch on super quick that saves lives, as opposed to having to internalize it and think about it.
Right.
And I think that's eerily similar to what goes on in those Indy cars at 250 miles an hour. Because Michael said a good driver, he'll take all that information in and process it and react without even thinking.
You know, I asked Taryn Butler of Taryn Tactical one time who was the best natural shooter he had ever come through his Simi Valley Ranch. And he told me Formula One champions Lewis Hamilton. He said his reactions and his speed on the draw and everything was so quick when he said go after he showed him what to do that he'd never seen anything like that before. And just somebody just had showed up at his ranch to shoot and be filmed and, you know, train where John Wick trained, that kind of thing. So that doesn't surprise me.
That says a lot.
Yeah.
No. No, those F1 guys are incredible athletes,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. It's not like when we were younger and the race car drivers were out there and they, you know, drinking a bucket of beer before they got in the car and go out there. now they're like baby Hueys. They're like, you know, they're all muscled up and everything in really good shape, but at the same time, yeah, small enough to fit in those, because those cars are small, so.
Yeah, you don't want to be any bit bigger than 5'8", 5'9".
Right.
Or you're going to be sitting there with your knees up in under your chin.
Yep.
But yeah, that's interesting. Same type of skill set.
When you train, are you worried about going fast or are you worried about going smooth?
I try to go as smooth as possible.
Right.
And I don't like to be jerky. But more important than speed, obviously, is my accuracy. And once I work the kinks out after a couple magazines, then I'll start going for more speed. But it always takes me a little bit to get to where I'm more comfortable going faster. So yeah, definitely accuracy. Definitely want to be smooth. I mean, a good example of that is the draw stroke. Bob has a zero step draw. You just get the gun out and get it up there in front. I mean, I think I was first trained on like a 4-step draw or a 5-step draw. I can't remember. So you're herky jerky, you bring it up to your chest, then you push it out. No, get the gun out and get it pointed at the bad guy as quickly as you can. One fluid movement. Everything else is crap. Everything else is range theatrics.
Well, I mean, I've seen various guys that have different approaches to it. Todd Jarrett, with his draw stroke, he's just pulling it up and he's not even bringing it up high to that 45 or that 90 degree angle. He starts extending his arm as soon as he clears the holster.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Fisher, when he comes up, he meets in the middle, and then he says, I just let my hands float out in front of me. And then as soon as it's out there, and I mean, I'm trying to go as fast as I can floating out there, I pause until I catch the dot, and then boom, first round's going downrange. So everybody has a little take on it and everything, but it, I tend to come down on the side of getting the draw out there as fast as I can, pause, find the dot, fire, which is faster than it sounds.
I'm focusing on where I want to shoot.
Right.
Where I want that bullet to hit, and right, that dot just magically gets there. I don't pause. That dot just appears right where I'm looking. But then again, I think I'm probably over 20,000 draw strokes right now. I have damn near worn out my holster.
That's probably 19,000 more than I've done today. So anyway, let me tell everybody how to find you right quick, please, sir. Well, you know what? We still got time for this. I'm in the wrong segment. So with your draw strokes and with red dot, how fast do you? I mean, I don't use a timer. Todd Jarrett thinks I should use a timer. Everybody else is like, don't use a timer. Do you use a timer?
I do sometimes, but not all the time. To me, if I'm out there by myself and that gets to be rare anymore, I'm just going to enjoy the day and I'm not going to time it. But I know I'm faster with the dot. But when you start out with the dot, you're going to be slower because you're going to be hunting that thing.
Yep.
And let it hunt you. Let it get there. The only way to do it is dry. You got to dry fire the hell out of it and get that dot so it comes up and magically appears right where you're looking.
Yep.
Only way to do it. Otherwise, you're going to be trying to find that little damn thing, and you're going to slow way down. I get a kick out of these guys that are teaching, red dot courses for handguns. You shouldn't need it if you're willing to put in the practice. It comes natural, but you got to do the practice at home. And then you got to do the practice at the range. I know that's a little bit of heresy, but it's something it's like Bob doesn't teach a red dot class. He's been asked to, and he's like, no, it's not needed. Just dry fire the hell out of it, take it out, and then shoot it at the range, make sure everything's working.
Hold up for me, if you will. We'll continue on this vein. Talking to Lee Williams. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. I am talking to Lee Williams. We were just talking training and everything, and I did something the other day on the range I want to ask you about and see what you think, because I was asked about this, and I thought that what I was doing for me was probably pretty good if I'm doing it by myself. So when you're training, do you ever train and go back and forth between the handgun and the rifle, handgun, rifle, handgun, rifle?
I'll do some transitions, yeah, but I don't spend a lot of time doing it.
Well, I mean, the reason, first of all, I don't spend a lot of time doing that at all. So the other day I decided to do that simply because I think to myself, first of all, if I'm going to drive the rifle out there and I've got a rifle and it's running, I'm probably not going to transition to a handgun if I don't have to.
Yeah, I never do transitions from handgun to carbine, ever.
No. But As long as the carbine is running, I'm going to be using that every pull of the trigger I possibly can. Pistol, it's nice to have the pistol there, but that's not why I'm here. But somebody asked me, well, why were you transitioning? And I was like, well, because I might have to one time. I sort of liken this to the martial arts. In the martial arts, we used to learn how to kick the head and sometimes even kick over the head, because in a real fight, we weren't going to kick above the waist, and kicking somebody in the knee is a lot easier than kicking in the head. If you can kick somebody in the head really good, you can destroy their legs. So we would overcompensate. And I sort of look at this as overcompensation. Is that a bad way to go training?
No, not at all. Not at all. I don't think there's an issue there at all. Hey, one thing I definitely wanted to talk to you about, because I don't think anybody else has really picked it up. And okay, since we're on the training topic,
yes,
anyway,
sir. Yes, sir.
You know, ATF is banning, less than lethal training ammunition for civilian ownership.
Really?
Yeah.
That, I
you
saw
know,
that.
The UTM round, the simunition round.
And is that even within their purview?
Well, that's the thing. Why they don't want us to have it? Well, no. The answer to your question is no. It will be overturned, but it hasn't really created the impact and the buzz that they did with the bump stocks, the pistol braces, the aftermarket triggers, you know, the frame and receiver rule. I could go on.
Right.
Because not everybody does the force-on-force training, but I know two guys that have opened up small indoor force-on-force training.
We just had one open here.
So, I mean, this is ATF gone crazy once again. I mean, why wouldn't you want people to be able to do that? Well, you know, they just love their power to be judge, jury, and executioner, write laws, and then enforce laws. So, and the thing I don't get, it's non-lethal. Okay. I mean, you can't, and you gotta put mods on the guns. I have yet to see, I mean, other than it's probably just another way to screw with us, which the ATF loves to do because they're under orders from Biden to make life as difficult as they can for law-abiding gun owners.
Right.
But this is silly. I mean, I did a lot of the force-on-force stuff here, and it's motivating training. I mean, you get hit by one of those rounds, I got dinged on the forehead. It is not fun, Bill.
No.
And it teaches you to exercise a little more caution, and it shows you how quickly you can run out of ammunition.
Yeah.
If you're a little less than accurate. So, yeah, we need to get people aware of this because, I mean, that there's no training like force-on-force training. It is so good. It has been the purview of law enforcement and your military units. You probably remember that old Miles system.
Yes.
It was junk and never really worked. And half the time your battery was dead. But
the thing I didn't like about it is we always had some yahoo with the God gun that would be way behind us and everything and couldn't possibly have shot us anyway. So he'll take us out from behind it so his side can win. And yeah, I never liked that stuff. The last force on force I did was a really intricate airsoft thing. And I went down there with a really bad notion of what airsoft was, but when I got there, those boys were serious.
You can have some fun with airsoft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the airsoft BB, I mean, you got to wear a face guard when you're doing airsoft because it'll knock your teeth out if you hit you in the mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not something to sneeze at. It's just a little plastic pellet. No problem. Yeah, it'll knock your teeth clean out. I mean, those things come out fast and hard. So they have... I'd seen where they had done away with the civilian smoke grenades and the fake flashbang grenades and weren't they satisfied when they banned lawn darts? I mean, what's with the non-lethal stuff? What's the deal with that?
I don't know. I we're looking for a reason and we're looking for clarity from a group that has none. I'm pretty sure it's just to screw with gun owners and to stop us from becoming proficient with our firearms.
Right.
But this is beyond the pale. I mean, the first thing is you realize you go out to one of these places, this stuff is not cheap, man. I mean, these are expensive rounds. So I don't know why they would want to do it. I think it's just part of their crusade. You know, let's make life difficult for civilian shooters and people who want to become proficient. But man, I have not seen the outrage that we need to develop on this because, you know, it is expensive and you need guns with different mods on them. So it's not generating the outrage because not a lot of folks get to do it. But if you have the opportunity to do it, I would say do it because it is incredibly good training.
It's
done well.
It's fun. And what would you look for? What would you search for in your area to see if you have one? Because these things are actually a little more common than I thought they were.
Yeah, and you got a lot of guys pouring a lot of money, hard-earned money, into building these shoot houses.
Yeah.
The one I have has movable walls. All the plywood is on wheels. You can reconfigure it in a matter of minutes. So even if you own it, somebody else sets it up, you're at a tactical disadvantage going in. And they're accurate. You know, it's not as accurate as a regular firearm because your projectile is going a lot slower, obviously, and thankfully.
Right, yeah. Yeah, those things are like.
But,
so do you wear, like, any sort of protective vest or anything in there?
No, we didn't. I just had on a kind of a jacket, a down jacket, and goggles. And next time I'll probably opt for the faceplate.
Yeah.
Hockey mask. But man, it is motivating training. Anytime you get targets that shoot back, rather than a static flat range or just standing there, highly recommend it as part of your shooting education.
That changes everything. Changes everything. On the airsoft thing, though, the problem was they were all young.
Yeah.
So I lured them into a very clever trap. I took one person. I said, I buried her in trash in a corner of a room. On the inside corner, I buried her in trash. Then I set up another girl as a sniper. She was one floor above looking down. And I had two other guys in sort of a V-shape at the doorway. And then I lured them in by shooting down a hallway and kicking open a door and running into the room where the girl was in the trash. And she killed three of them before they got her. And then the sniper killed about three more of them. And then the other ones killed the others. And I just sat back and laughed because those boys were looking good. They looked really good. They were in the all-cry precision and all that. That's buying cry precision. Anything is not cheap.
No, $400 pants.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing I learned is you got to have a good referee who knows how to take charge.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you end up with, like, laser tag.
Yeah.
You know?
I got you first. No, I got you first. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
They did some things. I ran up on one of them and I popped him in the back at point blank range. They're like, you are too close to be doing that. And I said, are you guys simulating combat or what? Because if I come around the corner and you're there, I'm not going to be like, well, listen, I need you to move three steps back. Anyway, before I run out of time, first of all, thanks very much for joining me once again. As you do, Lee is a very good collaborator. He's, and the hours always go fast with him. And
yeah, they really do.
The other thing is that Lee is a fellow staccato aficionado, which that's always nice to talk to those guys. And also, here's a font of information. You can find his stuff at thegunwriter.substack.com. At the Mark Walters, Lee Williams collaboration, armedamericannews.com, where he is the writer there. And also at the Second Amendment Foundation Investigative Reporter Project, where he is the only investigative reporter there. That project needs a little more. Are you handling it fine? It's okay with it just being you?
Oh, loving it. Loving it. Having the time of my life.
Anyway.
Best job I've ever had.
Gotcha. In any event, thank you for joining me today, sir. We got hour number two inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.